Supervisor Mayo would like to take items 1 through 7 together. Does anybody object?
No, I don't object. That's okay.
Okay, no objections? All right, we'll take items 1 through 7 together. If you are here for item 1 through 7, do you want to stand up? All right. Great. And is someone here from the county executive's office to introduce the appointments?
I think she might have a baby.
No, I saw her walking in this morning, and she definitely did not have a baby.
Okay. And what's your name so we can make sure we note that real quick?
All right.
Okay. Want to introduce yourself?
Why don't you each come up? We'll start in the front row. Just come up, have a seat, introduce yourselves, let us know who you are, what you do, and we'll just do it that way. Can you make sure that microphone is on, please?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Good morning. My name is Chris Anderson. I'm a paramedic by license and operations director for Bell Ambulance. I've been with the company 12 years, basically my entire adult life. Sorry for all those of you that offends, but I have been attending the county EMS council meetings for about 6 years, and of the four private providers in the county, we rotate. Two representatives are on the council for each term. So I don't want to say it's my turn, but essentially it was our opportunity to choose a representative, and so.
All right.
That representative is me.
Thank you.
So, unless you have any questions.
All right. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Anderson? Seeing none. Okay. We will move on to the second row.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on up.
Someone had you giving birth, although right. with the ambulance person.
Is that baby still in there?
It's still in the day.
It was very awkward watching a pregnant person run from the third to the second floor.
I saw you walking in, so I assured them that you had not given birth.
Yes,
at least,
thank you.
I mean,
I think the brain has gone into labor
ever.
And I absolutely apologize for not being here.
All right.
And I don't have an agenda, so
we are not taking people in order. We just had people stand up, and now we're taking them in the order they were sitting in the audience here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Mary Kay Grasmick, Vice President of Communications for the Wisconsin Hospital Association. WHA has had a seat, I believe, on this council. It was filled by Bill Bazan, who has retired. So while I'll never replace Bill Bazan in the hearts and minds of people in Milwaukee, I do sit on the Wisconsin Hospital Emergency Preparedness Board of Directors, and also the WHA is putting all of our resources behind this appointment, which means that we have access to all CEOs, basically 32 different job titles within the Wisconsin hospitals. So if there's an emergency, our communications are pretty exquisite.
Okay, very good. Does anyone have questions for Ms. Grasmick? Seeing none?
Oh,
yeah, none. All right, here we go. Moving on. Next row. Come on up. Good morning.
I am Deanna Johnson. I represent Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office Emergency Management Division. I have been attending the EMS councils and representing the agency for approximately 4 years now.
Okay.
I have been the designee for my supervisor. So therefore, they decided to make me the permanent official.
Okay, very good. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Johnson? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody should know this next young lady. Tell us a little about yourself. Does anyone have any questions for Alex?
I have one.
Supervisor Mayo?
What high school did you go to?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What high school did you go to?
I went to St. Paul Central High School.
And where are you from, okay?
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, okay, I guess we'll check it.
Yeah. All right.
I knew we had to get something.
We had to. And it is something we didn't know about her. So, all right.
It is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody have any other? No?
Thank all right. you for your consideration.
Thank you. All right. Director Sullivan. He's the one who had you giving birth, by the way. Just to throw him under the bus before he gets here.
I thought that would be a really good reason to be running late.
It would have been. We would have really willfully accepted that. All right.
Cheers.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Sullivan? He is being considered for the Social Development Commission. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Chairwoman. Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning.
I don't know if you know, but I was employed at the Social Development Commission for the last 2 years before I became the supervisor. Are you familiar with their emergency assistance program and the contract over there and the new initiatives that they're trying to implement?
I'm not, Supervisor. I've been trying to study up as much as I can about the Social Development Commission since the county executive asked me to serve. I've sought out a couple of past board members, and if you've got a background there, obviously they're a strong partner with the county and our social services mission, and I'd love to be able to talk to you more about it and learn more.
Okay. Just wondering. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Those contracts will be up before us next month, so you have plenty of time. All right, thank you. Does anybody have anything further for Director Sullivan? Okay, seeing that, is Dr. Tony Thrasher here?
I was just informed that Dr. Thrasher is currently working at PCS and was unable to make it due to a commitment there at the time.
Okay, and what about Mayor Stevens Gaffiti?
He's not here, but he'll do a fine job. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
Area and the vice chair of the ICC, so he's easily accessible if anybody ever wants to meet with him. High school did he go to? Oh, Oak Creek High School.
Okay.
We went to Oak Creek High School, and then actually, you know, at the tragic event that took place at in Oak Creek at the Sikh Temple, he handled it very well in his position as mayor and knows firsthand how important the EMS paramedic program is, so he'll do a great job here.
Yeah, unfortunately, Oak Creek's had a lot of experience with that. Mm-hmm. All right, so we do have items 1 through 7 before us. Is there any other comments or questions from committee members regarding items 1 through 7? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 1 through 7 is approved.
Thank you, Ms.
Again,
Tia.
I apologize.
All right.